something that came upon me, and I'm like, well, should I do that? And I did it on a leap of faith. What I realized after I did it is the reason it came upon me is because I mastered it at will. So the more we realize there's no concrete reality, there's nothing outside, good, bad, right, or wrong. Like, apparently I needed that, and so I manifested it. And it's hard for us to understand that. Like, we're creating this, and all of us are at different stages of really getting that, where we create things at a moment's notice. I'm ready for this. Someone's like, oh, let me offer this because I just decided I'm ready for it. So that's where you're learning to take yourself on a little bit more faith. Faith, yeah. The card I have for you is New Beginnings. You feel really good energetically, by the way. I will say that three times. Say your name again, my friend.
Carrie.
Love is happening all around you. Love is happening all around you. In English, it's not your to-do list. It's arriving at the awareness that love is happening all around you. In whatever way you would like to master that. There's your card opening to light. Your energy feels really good, by the way. Fourth time. All right, that is your message, my friend. I hope it helps. Did you have a question?
So it doesn't matter. And I know this, you know, but you don't know it, because if you take it, you know, if you go in one direction, then that takes you down a different trajectory than if you go in this direction. But the point is just have fun whichever direction I take, and don't worry about whether I'm going down this trajectory or this trajectory, making this reality happen or this reality happen, like the video game analogy at the beginning.
What you're doing is siding with love. What you're doing is opening to your higher awareness. Do you want to open to your higher awareness over here, or do you want to open to your higher awareness over here? You're doing the same thing regardless of what you're doing in form.
Yeah, you've basically been telling me that for several months, or a year or so, or longer. It's just hard for me to wrap my head around it. Like the previous person, I identified with him too a lot, you know, and the story, and then, and how Doug's once actually played out, because he had those similar memories as well of the Atlantean type lifetime and some guilt, I guess, associated. With that, and I don't really have that except other than, you know, what did I do wrong? But I know I didn't really do anything wrong. I'm just supposed to have fun, lighten up and have fun.
It just looks so terribly hard when you say it that way.
It's hard.
It's so hard. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Harry.
Enjoy your light. Let's just go back to your light. When I say the word in words, enjoy your light, the light that runs through my body is intense, lady, intense. People would, I don't know, climb mountain caves to have the light that you're now in possession of. So the more that you're starting from such a beautiful place, it'll take the stress off.
Love I know it. That it's just like, I'm like, what do I do with it? I feel like I ought to be, you know, doing something, opening up a business, a shop, you know, something where I'm sharing it. I have to keep telling myself, you know, and sometimes I just feel like I just want to be like Ramana Maharshi. I don't want to say anything. I just want to be quiet. I just want to, you know, there's nothing to say. There's nothing to talk about. There's nothing.
Say your name one more time.
Harry.
Thank you. Excuse me. I've gotten waiting game for you three times now. So let's figure out what you're waiting for. One moment, my friend. Three times in a row. And say your name again, my love.
Harry.
Thank you. I get it. you're learning to trust your new vibration. You're learning to trust your new vibration. When you trust it, that's why it came after Sage. When you trust it, you're soon to see, you're soon to be provided. So it's sort of like you have the new accelerated performance value, but you're still operating out of the old conditioned lifestyle. So that's what the waiting game is. It's just like a little bit of faith to consider your scenery. Say your name again, my love.
Yuri.
When you feel the energy, when you listen to that surround sound, you'll make your presence known. But you really are shifting from one paradigm to another. So it's good. Yeah, that's why I'm getting waiting game. There you go, Wisdom Master, because this is who's arrived. So you're learning to live with that and breathe with that and reside with that. Yeah. And as you acclimate, I feel like you'll enjoy the scenery. Say your name one last time.
Hey, Gary.
Thank you. I feel like you'll know, but you're not going to know out of your mind. You're going to know out of your own presence. And I feel like you're learning to breathe and relax, maybe for the first time, so that you can be one with that and acknowledge that. And so that makes sense. Like, I just want to be silent, because you're learning to be silent with it. You're learning to understand it. And it's good. I hope that helps.
Thank you.
Bye to both of you. See your tail behind you there. Hello, Miss Kim.
Hi there.
Hi, that picture is gorgeous. Oh my goodness.
Oh, thanks. I took that, I don't know when, I found it in my album. I would love a message, please.
Sure, it's really beautiful. I feel like that's the first part of your message, is really take that beauty inside. Really take that beauty inside. When I'm saying that, your cells are like dancing. It's like they're receiving all that good love, all that love that's been denied previously. Your cells, they're thirsty, they're hungry. They want to be soul satisfied. So the more that you can look upon that beauty and see it as an aspect of self, the way you would see it as so beautiful, is your true nature, your true beauty, your true scenery. And so that's where they ask for a moment. You know, like, oh, I don't know. They're like, you know, let's take like a moment of silence, whatever. They really want you to take a moment of self beauty or self-pleasuring, where you really acknowledge the beauty of self, where you really acknowledge, I'm going to cry, oh my gosh, the wholeness of self, the love of self. So the reason I feel like crying is I feel like I'm being rebirthed. I feel like all the times when I didn't feel like I was enough, or I was judged, or, you know, whatever, the ego story. It's like when I bring this love inside that they're asking you to do, I just start releasing. I mean, I'm not, because I'm running this group, but inside I am. It's sort of like, it's such a relief. It's a releasing, you know, when someone starts crying spontaneously, like, why am I crying? You're releasing, keep releasing. For me, when I receive this energy on your behalf, it restores me to brilliance, where I finally let go of the control, of the pain, of the fear. And I just feel like I've been holding my breath for 60 years now. Like, for 60 years, I had to pretend to be someone I'm not. I had to just pretend. And I can't even explain, like, the healing of these energies that want to adore you, that want to love you. And it's they're there to love you back to wholeness. When I receive it, it's like, oh my gosh, how tired I've been emotionally for 60 years, that you just hide under that social mask. It's just sort of like, Like, just imagine, you know, driving all day, you know, driving 15 hours to whatever, and you finally get to get out of that car and sit down somewhere, and you're like, oh, that's how it feels to me. And when I receive it, I just release all of that pain that's stored inside of our body that we just don't even realize, because we just get so numb to it because we have to survive. So they want you to drink up. When I'm looking at your cells, they all have these cute little straws. And it's like taking in that mother's milk, and that mother being the divine mother. You know, just taking in that nutrients, taking in that love, looking at the sunset, looking at a heart, looking at anything of beauty, looking at anything where you're receiving that beauty or that light or that love, and allowing that in. When I'm looking at it, they're showing me, oh, what the heck do you call that? Like, ensure, you know, if someone can't eat a lot or whatever, for whatever reason, you know, here, have ensure you get off all your nutrients. So this exercise of drinking in that love is your ensure. It's like ensuring you to wholeness, ensuring you to health, ensuring you. When I say health, it's not physical health. It's more of like a wholeness of health, where your whole system's being revived, where your whole system is coming back to love certainty. Say your name again, my love.
Kim.
Oh my gosh. How do I want to say this? It just makes me so realize how this is all a hallucination. When I receive this message in your behalf, this whole thing is, it's not who we are. I'll say that for you. And that's just it. You're discovering your true source of wealth. You're discovering, you're a healer. You're a very powerful high priestess. I've always said that about you. And when I'm receiving you, it's like you're doctoring yourself up. You're ordering your own holy vitamins. So it's like love. Like, I'm just like, you know, they were just driving in mulch for the property here. And so when I receive you, it's like, here come the love, here come the, like, trucks, you know, like you ever see a convoy on the highway, like one truck after another, after another. So that's what I'm seeing with you. It's almost like if someone decided to have a lot of wheatgrass or whatever to get healthy, here come the supply trucks. But with you, it's love. It's like for love's journey, and your cells are just slurping it in. The card I have for you, my lady, is destiny. It's just so profound. I can't even, when I receive it, I really just want to cry. Like, all of the pain and heaviness I have held in for 59 years, it's just amazingly crazy, but it's just all here. And you can actually release yourself of it. Just blows my mind. Really, really blows my mind in such a beautiful, empowering way. Say your name again, my love.
Kim.
Let the love in. You're going to be shown. You're just going to be instructed. It's sort of like you put your fanny here, and you look at that bluebird. I don't know what it is, but it's going to be love's enticement, love's engagement, prosperity begins. Your soul is speaking volumes to you now, and it's calling you to dance. It's calling you to, I just want to come hug you. I can't even explain the love that you're calling in. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Kim.
You're just going to start looking at where love has been denied. That's what I want to say. You're going to look at where love has been denied. And you're going to fill yourself a bowl of porridge. I'm just, what the heck is that called? Oliver, I think, where he's in an orphanage. And I'm just looking at you know, like, may I have a bowl of porridge? You're somehow bringing forth enhancement steady. So really pay attention to what you're paying attention to, what you're noticing. You talk about, you've always been cleaning, emptying that house. You're really going to be entering the drawers of self-hatred, like any place where you haven't allowed love in full degree. So you're going to be releasing things. You're also going to be taking in things. I don't know, you may see a beautiful star one night and you just open up to the energy of that star. So just remember, you're the high priestess. You energetically know how to bring forth hidden rays or hidden healings. You're going to get very, very sensitive to energies. If the energies are toxic, if the energies aren't conducive to your well-being, you're not going to accept it anymore. You're going to leave the room. You're going to be like, I'll come back another time. And it's not for an inconvenience. It's like, I drove all the way over here and I just don't even want to be here. It's really here to teach you love's embrace. In other words, remember, love is a currency, it's a frequency, and you're learning to carry it. I still have all these cute little cells with little straws drinking in their love. It's the cutest thing I've ever seen. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Kim.
I just want to love you so much, and the reason I'm saying that is you're about to love you so much, and it's so good. Really beautiful process that's upon you right now. All right, let me see what else I would like to say. They're showing me the lady in the lake. I have no idea why. I have an amethyst, as most spiritual people do. but anyway, it's a beautiful amethyst, whatever. But it's sort of upright, so it's a vertical piece, and I suddenly have the lady in the lake in the middle of it. I have no idea why, but somehow she's here for you. Oh my goodness, is she here for you? You're learning to be here for yourself, is what she's saying. You're learning to be here for yourself. Oh, she just loves you. She's just so proud of you. Proud of everything that you've discovered, everything that you continue to discover. I will have to figure out why you have an association with her. She's saying she considers you strongly. She considers you strongly. I just feel like you have some kind of intimate knowing of her energy. I feel her as physically present as I feel you. Like she just feels as present as you feel. She's with you. I don't remember exactly. I know she brings out the Excalibur sword. I don't know her whole backstory, but she's somehow present with you. So I will have to meditate on her a little bit more to figure that out. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Kim.
Oh my gosh, she's here, like she's going to take over group if I let her. Man, is she a sorceress? Hoo-hoo. Gosh, I'd like her to be president. Crown chakra. This is just in regards to her. She's got some powerful energies that I feel like she's going to be helping you with. Really resourceful. I mean, I've had many beautiful masters pass by, and they're all beautiful, and everyone's got their own elements or energies, but hers are, I never realized how strong she is. I just never felt her. What I love about her is, you know, Shekhmet is strong and in your face, like everyone's got their particular energy. What I love about her, if my own personal opinion, is it's almost like she's got the best of everything. She's got the Kuan Yin compassion. She's just got almost like a potpourri of like the best of the best. Just very surprising, in a beautiful way. And say your name again, sweetheart.
Kim.
You got this. You got this. Oh my gosh. So the card I have is win or lose. So you want to remember there's no 3D world that you have to bow down to. Everything is energy. Everything is your consciousness. We're saying it's very important you remember that. Say your name one more time.
Kim.
You make all things new again. You make all things new again. Wisdom Master, you make all things new again. That is your message. Thank you so much for being here and sharing those energies with us. Just really delightful.
Uh-huh.
Very empowering. And did you have a comment or question today?
Well, I know, I realized why. I'm the last one, right?
You are.
I was so distracted because my daughter's home, so I could barely even hear everyone else's messages. I got snippets, but as soon as she left the house to go get her oil change, then you called me, which is good because I have a hard time sharing when she's around. Even if she's not listening as ear pods, it's just like, you know, I can't, you know, it's just too distracting. And plus, I didn't want to say something that might upset, you know, scare her or something like that. I don't want to get all emotional in front of her. There were little, everything you shared had like a double meaning to what I'm going through right now without saying, I don't want to give it energy, mm-hmm. but I got my thing in the mail last night. I was afraid to open it, those test results.
Mm-hmm.
That the doctor was, well, physician, I don't want to call her a doctor. What is she? Nurse practitioner. Okay. Freaked out on the phone, and I didn't open them last night. I went to bed. I couldn't even wait up. My daughter was so tired. Slept a lot of hours, and I got up at 5 in the morning, and I was going to open it, and then I see something's wrong with our cable, blinking some weird lights. I called the company. We have no cable, and they can't come till December 1st, which is interesting because I told him that I watch the stock market every day. He told me how to access through the computer, the company, you know, I could get a hold of CNBC and whatever, because I was saying, like, even like it's work-related kind of in a way. You know what? There's some reason why I get these test results, and it's getting, and all of a sudden, I don't have a reason to be sitting on that couch, okay, obsessing over my stocks. I went on this morning, and I couldn't pay attention. I went on the iPad, right? And I was like, for some reason, my higher self wants me to make this huge shift. I wrote down what Heather said. She said something about a faith walk. And I wrote some notes. Because I couldn't concentrate. I go, faith walk or falling tower for me. I got the falling tower card while I was waiting for you. And then I said, my faith walk feels like a trio. It's the finances, the health, and even relationships because the neighbor ghosted me. I don't have an invite for Thanksgiving, but actually it's kind of a relief because they were not in this. You know, when you outgrow people, I outgrow people very fast. It's not, last year, it was fun, but it wasn't healthy because the things she said to me, I said, you know what, I don't belong there. I have to just trust it. So it's the whole trust thing. I got to trust this health thing. Scared the crap out of me. I had panic. But then I'm like, you know, there's a part of me that knows that I have other realm at work all the time, right? Like, which realm do I choose? So then I wrote here, what did I write here? All this stuff. So the whole thing about the TV was for us to watch. Well, I was more disappointed that she's home. And we watched cheesy stuff like Hallmark during the holidays, those Hallmark things. And we watched the parade. And the guy told me, the nice guy, he was nice. And he said, I'll try to see if we can escalate it, but it may be December 1st. Told me how to, we could access the parade and my daughter's techie, so she could figure out how to even screen it, get it up on that screen. But I just, like, I feel the vibe of the feeling I'm feeling right now is that I'm at a, not just a faith walk, I'm at a crossroads, and it's never, I'm never going to be the same again. I just feel like I'm never going to be the same again. I want to look up the Lady of the Lake. I just feel like something changed.
There you
changed.
Go. Love begins. Love begins, sweetheart. Yep. It's time. They're saying it's time because you've done, you, like, when I'm looking at you, it's like you've made the road clear. So you're ready for this new arrival because you've done all the preparation witness already. So it's because you've done everything, you're now ready for this. You have all your abilities. You have all your skill level to create this next final performance. Crown chakra. Crown chakra and Lady in the Lake. What, sweetheart? I'm sorry?
My whole body is shaking. It's like confirmation that.
Yeah. You're ready to do this, sweetheart.
Love. I guess I am.
All these cards, love begins again. Love begins again.
Okay.
Yeah, this is final outcome, by the way. Love begins twice. So everything's going to reflect the love of self that you now receive.
All right. To be continued.
To be continued. Positive forward movement. Oh. To be continued. Mwah.
All right. Have a happy holiday.
Thank you, sweetheart. Same to you. Indeed, thanks. We surround each with light, love, and true understanding. So the true understanding, it's almost like there's this halo of light upon us all for us to perceive in our holy experience, in our holy union, in our holy new lifestyle. So much love to everyone. Thanks for joining. Most probably we will not have group Thursday evening unless I do it last minute, but at the moment we probably won't. We'll be back Sunday at 10 a.m. and I will announce the whole Thursday thing through email so everyone knows. But in any event, remember that we're all moving into new loves associations. So while we've been thinking this is like this linear journey of our little personality, individual self, our higher self has a whole new lifestyle ready to be escorted with, ready to be fully restored. So they're saying enjoy the journey. Enjoy the journey because there's a lot of energies that bubble on the journey. The more that we can enjoy it, we're really going to understand that everything is serving our growing understanding and integration of our light. So much love to everyone. Have a beautiful rest of your day. Keep shining. Love to all.
Thank you.
Thanksgiving,
guys. Thanksgiving.
Thank you. I love you all.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Bye, Sage. Nice to say hi. Mm-hmm.